And so there is an additional concern accompanying the rise of the Tiger children, one focused more on the narrowness of the educational experience a non-Asian child might receive in the company of fanatically pre-professional Asian students. Jenny Tsai, a student who was elected president of her class at the equally competitive New York public school, Hunter College High School, remembers frequently hearing that the school was becoming too Asian, that they would be the downfall of our school. A couple of years ago, she revisited this issue in her senior thesis at Harvard, where she interviewed graduates of elite public schools and found that the white students regarded the Asian students with wariness. In 2005, the Wall Street Journal reported on white flight from a high school in Querpentino, California, that began soon after the children of Asian software engineers had made the place so brutally competitive that a B average could place you in the bottom third of the class. Colleges have a way of correcting for this imbalance. The Princeton sociologist Thomas Espenshade has calculated that an Asian applicant must, in practice, score 140 points higher on the SAT than a comparable white applicant to have the same chance of admission. This is obviously unfair to the many qualified Asian individuals who are punished for the success of others with similar faces. You could frame it as a simple issue of equality and press for race-blind quantitative admission standards. In 2006, a decade after California passed a voter initiative outlawing any racial engineering at the public universities, Asians composed 46% of UC Berkeley's entering class. One could imagine a similar demographic reshuffling in the Ivy League, where Asian Americans currently make up about 17% of undergraduates. But the Ivies, as we all know, have their own private institutional interests at stake in their admission choices, including some that are arguably defensible. Who can seriously claim that a Harvard University that was 72% Asian would deliver the same grooming for elite status its students had gone there to receive?